The history of Notre-Dame de Bon Secours Chapel extends back almost as far as that of Montreal itself. It began in 1655. About 2 years after her arrival in Ville-Marie, Marguerite Bourgeois decided to undertake the building of a chapel of pilgrimage dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. At the time, pilgrimage was an important devotional practice, and Marguerite Bourgeois wanted the Blessed Virgin to have a place especially dedicated to her in Ville-Marie. With the help of the early Montrealers, Marguerite Bourgeois began her project. Unfortunately, the work was delayed. It resumed again only in 1675 and was completed 3 years later. The chapel was then the first stone church built on the island of Montreal and is the only church with Notre-Dame Basilica that still exists in what is now the historic district of Old Montreal. We know very little about this first chapel. An archaeological dig carried out under the present building turned up the ruins of this first place of worship that measured approximately 14 by 8 meters. It had burned down in 1754, along with a large part of the eastern section of Old Montreal. The sisters of the Congregation de Notre-Dame, founded by Marguerite Bourgeois, were saddened by the destruction of this place of pilgrimage built by their founder. The only object that survived the tragic fire was a small wooden statue representing the Virgin and Child. The sisters still keep it as a treasure and a precious link to their past. The years following the fire were not conducive to the reconstruction of the chapel, which was finally rebuilt in 1771. Still today, it maintains its original function as a place of pilgrimage dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. The chapel is associated with two important Montreal personalities, Marguerite Bourgeois and Paul de Chomedey, Sieur de Maisonneuve. Should you wish to learn more about Marguerite Bourgeois and the Congregation de Notre-Dame, please select stop number 4. Should you wish to learn more about Paul de Chomedey, Sieur de Maisonneuve, please select stop number 5. To continue your visit with the description of the adjacent buildings, please select stop number 6.